back to the Crooked Spine Show. If you sit at a desk all day long, working on a computer, and or driving to work, realize you're going to put yourself in situations where, because you don't know, you can cause back pain, neck pain, headaches, even sciatic pain or pain down the fingers, and tingling also too can cause problems from your overall spine. This is what happens when your posture adapts to your sitting position. At that point, we want to make sure you understand in this show how to fix that. I was live with FYI Live with Garcia A. Carlos' show here in Upland. He does a show interviewing people around the area understanding how to stay healthy. Okay, I talked on his show about improving your posture when you're sitting for 1-2, also standing, and also importance of movement to keep yourself overall healthy and keep yourself strong. I talked about also too why I have my show, why you're on the show right now. Also epigenetics, and understanding how that works to keep yourself healthy, the benefit of moving. Not thinking that if I have this problem, my parents had it, I'm going to have it too. All right. Also, the biggest thing too, again, is how do we keep our body healthy long term if we have a sedentary job or not too, so we don't have to use our insurance to get sometimes medications and surgeries we don't really need. Okay, keeping yourself healthy is the key. All right, so listen to the show, and I will talk to you afterwards. Hope you enjoy Mr. Garcia and go to his other shows too. I'll put all links in there also. See you afterwards.
All right, good morning, guys. FYI Live this morning. I'm with Dr. Anthony here. He's one of the founding doctors here of Euclid Chiropractic here in Upland, and I get the privilege to talk to the gentleman and get to learn a lot more about his education, what he can do for folks, help them out in all sorts of ways. Today we're going to be talking about health. We're going to be talking about some technology with it, and without further ado, Dr. Anthony.
How you guys doing? How you doing, Carlos?
Good.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I appreciate you coming on board and educating us. So,
well, a lot of what you do already is talk to the community and get them involved in their own personal life, what they need. And what I always promote is how do you keep life simple, spend the least as possible on what you need, and that's it. At that point, when you do that, the internet stuff, this stuff here, this live video, you didn't pay to get on here, right?
Right.
So how do you learn from this? And when I talk to my students, interns, a lot of it is, from every hour I listen to a podcast, watch a video, I want to get about 5 minutes worth of stuff I can actually use right away. Right. I can jump on it. My biggest thing is not just learning and educating myself and understanding something, but it's also how do I apply it right away so it sticks for me. That's how I learn.
Awesome. So tell us a little bit about your background, man. How long have you been, what made you get into as a chiropractor?
I just redid my bio for another talk I have about a month or so. I went to Loyola High School in LA. I went to UC Riverside, UCR, wanted to be a bio major, become a doctor per se in the future. I looked at the old profession and how many hours they work and how tough the schooling is. Like, I don't want that. I want to be able to enjoy my life now as in college, coming out of college when I was in my early 20s to now in my mid 40s where I can enjoy it all the way. You know, things always bumps in the road, but how do we enjoy life as we go versus going through school, work, and at the end going, okay, what did I miss?
Right.
So my thing is I always wanted to, at that point when I came out of college, I went and taught for a year at my old elementary school, which was fun. Teaching was fun for me. I'm like, these kids are ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And these junior high kids, it's crazy. Taught in the pharmaceutical lab for about a couple years and decided, like, you know what, I want to get back into healthcare. Chiropractic was a way for me to work about 25 hours a week in an office back then. And at that point, still have time for my family, maybe golf once a week if I'm lucky. The weather's good. Southern California, so the weather's pretty good all
That's
the time.
That's true, right?
All the time, doesn't hurt. And still enjoy riding bikes. Maybe going for a swim, maybe working out every 4 or 5 days.
Awesome.
So my thing is how do I keep myself healthy to live as long as I can, but promote that to my overall patients in the future. As a chiropractor, I can do all of that. I work maybe 3 hours a week in the office, the most. I'm working other stuff, obviously, too. But also, I can still work out and be a person of health when I talk about health. Chiropractic is about being a non-drug, non-surgical profession. That's our prophecy. That's what we want people to understand. People come in since 2018. People still come in not knowing that they're naive. They come in asking for medications.
Right.
And we don't. We're a non-drug profession because we want people to get healthy naturally. That's our niche. People need that? Phenomenal. Here's a doctor to go to. People need surgery? Phenomenal. Here's what get the MRI first. And get the surgery done by this doctor. We have our network of doctors, but with our niche, if you're healthy enough for chiropractic, let's get you healthy to where you're back, your quality belt gets back to 100%, and you maintain certain exercise and stretches to do on your own so your body can stay healthy on its own. That's what it's meant to do. It can self-regulate, self-control itself, so overall the body can work on its own independently without medications or drugs if at that point in your health it can.
So let me ask you this.
Sure.
So obviously we don't want to wait until that pain, you're in complete pain to be able to come into you. So what are some key things that we should be looking out for, like early warning signs that we should be talking to Dr. Anthony about this before it gets to the...
The biggest thing is educate yourself. When I talk about education first and application, understanding what proper posture is when we sit, when we stand, and when we drive, which is part of sitting for one too. In Southern California, we drive a lot,
right,
everywhere. I'm very grateful. I live and work in my same city. Okay, most people drive sometimes to LA and back. Orange County, I have people that drive to Long Beach every day. It's crazy. I don't know how they do that. But what can you do to hold a better posture position and know what that is? I'm going to put on the show right now. It's called my 6-second posture video. I have a bunch of videos, plethora. I use the word plethora as much as I can, on my talks. It's in a sense where I'm going to give you a video. It's called 6-second posture. How to set your body on the wall and stay in the wall where you use your back of your head, your shoulders, your hips, and your ankles to set your body back to know what normal should be. Most people do this first test, the first time, they go, well, my shoulders are forward, my head's forward, my feet don't go all the way backwards. The reason is because your body's formed naturally when you're standing.
Right.
So you have to get the body back there, and more importantly, once you get there, is work out that way, meaning walking that way, moving in that direction. If you can do that and move that direction, our body, our joints in our body will send signals to your brain called proprioceptors to reset your, recalibrate your balance point. So now your center of gravity is back on your heels, your back's here, your shoulders come back more, so that posture on the wall becomes more of your normal.
Awesome, man.
And you read up with that. I'm going to load that right now.
Okay, so if you're just joining us, I'm here with Dr. Anthony, one of the founders here of Euclid Chiropractor here in Upland. So take a look at some of the links and some of the exercises that he's going to be posting right below the chat. You can take a look at some of the amazing stuff, simple stuff that he's actually...
Easy.
Will help you get not only better posture, but just better health overall. So I know we got a lot of ground to cover. So if you're watching this, you're just joining us, please make sure you share this out as well so other folks can get the same level of education and advice as well, too.
Well, that's the thing, Carlos, too. Once you go from a standing posture here, and we know where our posture should be, that should help us sit better. The problem is a lot of us will do what you're doing right now. Apologize, Carlos, for pointing out.
No, please.
Apologize. I want to be too bad. But overall, most people sit like this. They have a chair, right? The chair itself has a back, so what's the back meant for? Is your back.
Your back, right.
Right? So a lot of this we'll do is we'll sit back in the chair and like this. And that'll make our body naturally, because our facial bones and teeth, our front of our jaw, pulls us forward.
Interesting.
So we do this because it feels like a good stretch. Everything feels comfortable, right? For a while. The difficulty is once we get here for a while, our shoulders roll forward,
right,
as they do. Head comes forward, causing forward head posture. And by doing that, our shoulders have to naturally pull our head back so you don't fall forward. Because our lower back is being hunched forward, instead of being curved backwards naturally, then our overall body starts maintaining this as our normal. So over time, it's hard for me to do it because I'm uncomfortable there anymore. At that point, as we get up, we go, I all the time come to my office and go, when I get out of the chair, my back hurts. Because now you've gone from a rounded back, which is abnormal, to a standing, and all of a sudden that change of position from here to here to here, ow, that hurts. Doesn't feel normal to them anymore. So our job is to make sure, if we can, I'm gonna put the video up there in a second too, can we sit instead of the back of the chair, on the front edge, first third they call it, from that position, now bring your knees below your hips, here, feet underneath you, so now our body stays more upright. Maintain a center of gravity this way, so we have to almost lean back a little bit to get our body to actually sit up straight.
And that will take some practice, man.
It will. But if we do the walking, the better position on the wall first, step one, and focus on that posture there, then this becomes your normal.
Interesting.
And what I tell patients the first time when I go over this, put this up in a second, is you're going to feel like you're back in junior high because it's going to feel awkward and weird.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to feel like you are leaning back too far. If your balance is off, great. That's how you recalibrate your brain to see that as normal. If you don't do something different, your body's not going to change. You want to be in that better position and over time maintain that. I have a talk a couple hours from now with a bunch of seniors at Gibbs Center down here in Upland. And a lot of what they do is tell me, well, it hurts when I do that. I go, fantastic, that's good pain. My back gets stiff, great, it's getting stronger. So I want to change the mentality I've been told a lot traditionally medically and even physical therapy too, when you're in pain, stop moving. The problem is when you stop moving, if the joint stops moving, if I lock my elbow up for even more than 2 days, the muscles will atrophy and shrink, become very tight. Any muscle in the body, because no circulation, blood flow. When I move my elbow naturally, wish I had a bigger arm so I could see that. Just blow it up later, right. For me. Okay, blow it up for me. Is that motion makes that pressure change in the blood flow to cause that new blood flow arteries to the muscle and then pushing out the bad blood. That new blood has minerals, vitamins, help tissue heal fast and repair and build over time as you cause the joint to move. The problem with the spine here, I don't know if you, how much you can see this on the camera, is that spine, instead of having one big hinge joint like an elbow, it has all these small joints in here, left and right side, that when the joint comes together, they only move 3 to 4 degrees in a proper position, meaning all deep in the joint space. When you're sitting up straight, standing up straight, your joints sit deep in the joint space, causing natural curve in the spine, keeping your body up. And by when you're in that position, it'll naturally cause a spring effect. This is a more engineering part of it, is where spring effect, where those joints move, causing that pressure change like an elbow in the actual disc. The disc stays healthy, there's no nerve pressure here in the nerve root or the spinal cord. The problem is we don't feel that little bit of motion loss. So over time, as you lose one joint motion, as it comes up and perches, whether you're sitting forward, standing forward, or hunching forward, their overall body locks in one spot. Then over time, that disc will wear down, causing less motion and causing more of that loop effect to where now you lose more and more until you cause pain. Once you cause pain, it's been there for a long time, especially if it's not an accident.
Right.
If you're just bending over, picking up a toothbrush or a pen, my back went out. Oh, how long has it been there before? It's only happened yesterday. Great, take an x-ray. X-ray shows it's been there for more than 4 or 5 years.
Wow.
Because of this, to start, you change your body's position to now it's had to adapt to that position. Especially if you're sitting for hours for work, as a lot of us do use our brain, right? We're in a car driving back and forth to work. So our overall becomes more stressed, more tight, more locked up. Then we feel the pain. As people see, my job is now, as a chiropractor for more than 15 years, having people to prevent that if possible by sitting properly, by standing properly, so there's less load on our spine, so it can actually move naturally and over time maintain that position so it becomes your new normal and keep that way.
So okay. For folks that are in an office setting who work 8 hours, what would you recommend as a professional that we should be doing on an hourly, half hour basis?
Is getting up and moving, if possible, if it's not too awkward and weird in your office, is stand against the wall. Just tell people you're doing it for an exercise, not because there's an earthquake or there's some type of threat.
Right.
All right, make sure you warn them. But that gets a better position. And when you walk, you want to walk, and I'll stand up so that hopefully I can catch this, you want to walk on your heels so your back muscles contract when you're walking to hold your body up. If I walk naturally with a hunched forward posture, my weight naturally goes to my toes, my body stays here. If I walk with weight on my back, leaning back on my heels, my body stays straight. These muscles contract and they contract. They pull when they contract and get stronger to keep you even further up. So by moving that better position when you sit, that sitting, now you've caused more blood flow to the back, becomes easier.
Would you recommend doing it every hour or a couple hours?
I'd recommend if you're sitting for maybe an hour and sitting properly, maybe once an hour.
Okay.
If you're sitting improperly like this is your normal, maybe every half hour.
Okay.
But the motion, and what I try to tell people is, when a 24-hour period, what are you doing? To either stress your body or de-stress your body. The motion will de-stress your body. If I'm going to drive to, say, Long Beach every day, and that's a 2-hour drive back and forth, sit at a desk all day long, 8 hours. That's, I'm not a big mathematician. How many hours?
You're up to about 10 hours, right?
Ten to maybe even longer than that, to maybe 12 hours.
Right.
Okay. I got to come home. I should come home.
Right.
Okay. And I should come home and walk for about an hour and stretch. I'll give you a couple stretches too to start doing for your back, maybe about 20 minutes.
Okay.
That's minimum. But if you can get up every hour for maybe 5 minutes and walk around, move things around, and at your lunch break, instead of going to Carl's Jr. and eating whatever they have there and sitting in another chair, get up and walk around for half an hour. Just go for a walk for half an hour. At that point, you come home and you only have maybe about 20-minute or 30-minute walk to do when you break it up that way. So my thing is accumulation for 24 hours versus maybe here and there. So if you can break it up, that gives you the window so your evening walk or evening workout doesn't seem like it's another work.
Gotcha.
Or even if you're a morning person like me, get up before work, go and do your workout so that whole day your body stays relaxed.
Yeah, and that's an early bird. He's got me here super early.
Oh, yeah. So you guys know. Get things rolling. I had a cup of coffee twice already.
So I know that...
I'm going to put this video up about the sitting posture too right now, so we'll know that in a second.
Okay, awesome. So we're kind of talking a little bit more on the tips and how to get us on the right track to being healthy, walking properly, getting our posture back. Let's talk a little bit about technology, man. How are you integrating technology with all your practice and stuff?
What I've done is put everything, and we talked a little bit earlier too, is I've done technology per se since probably 2008, 2009 when websites first came out. Carlos, why did we go to technology? Why was technology important as a business?
Well, we want information, right? We want to disseminate information.
Well, before that, though, why do we have to get a website? Why do we have to go online? This World Wide Web thing, this www thing.
Nowadays, it's to be legit, right?
To show that you actually are a credible office, you have a brand. Even before that, I found out when I worked in practice back in 2005, which is probably decades ago, like a decade and a half, whatever it is back then, in 2005, the Yellow Pages was this big, thick yellow book that some kids don't even know what it is anymore. Yeah. That's where you advertised. That's where people saw who you were. That's how they found you. There was no World Wide Web. So this office spent about $1,200 a month on just an ad in there, and also there's a small yellow book too or something like that too. There's two books. We had a person who worked for Verizon back then. It was a Verizon book. And we were able to get a double truck ad, which was basically when you open the book, it was a double page ad, so the whole thing, it was beautiful. Mm-hmm. Cost a lot of money, but beautiful.
Right.
And color. That was like the cream of the crop. That was top notch. You couldn't go any more than that. So we paid for that because that was our number one patient base. Again, besides personal referrals.
Right.
That's always number one. Okay, so when that died, you started seeing that decrease over time, the cost staying the same, the referrals from that was basically, or the market from that was bringing maybe 10% less every other month. We're like, that's dying. What do we do next? Mm-hmm. I met this guy at the dog park, older gentleman. He said, hey, do you have a website? I'm like, what's a website? This is 2005, 2006. So we put a website up. Flat website, very simple, some educational stuff, our content, basically like the Yellow Pages.
Right.
Just on the World Wide Web. From there we started adding YouTube videos, educational videos. A long format, 10 minutes long. This is how we fix back pain. This is how we fix low back pain. You see them now too, older videos online. If you go to them, you'll see an old guy, not me, but older guy, talking about how to fix back pain. And they're behind a desk, very stoic, in their full suit, and talking about that educational piece. We've gone from that to more shorter videos now. Instead of just being on YouTube, we connect them to our website. We on the same videos we'll take distributed on Facebook, on Instagram, on all the books and all the grams, even Google Plus now until they allow it to happen. Our job is to educate the community. When we do that, they see us as a person or persons, my partner too, Dr. Weaver, also Dr. Brian Weaver, is an office to go to for more information. People come in all the time for consultations. What about this? Last night I was at Outback. A lady goes, I have this problem on the side of my leg. Can you help this? I'm like, great, come in for a free consult, we'll see what we can do. So a lot of it is get your word out there, how you can help someone first, be their benefit, because that's about you, and then we're the place to get more information. So with our videos, we do that also. Also our podcast too. So I do like you're doing now, interview people in the area that are health experts about a certain topic. And my thing is how you simply get healthy, not sometimes buy all the supplements, all the programs, all the things
the magic juice,
there,
every, yeah.
Exactly. Things that help you. It only costs $3,000, but you get amazing results.
Right.
Join this fitness program. Great, you get amazing results too. It's about educating first. What can you do at home first? In my office, at work, on the drive to work, when I'm not moving, number one. From there, increase the stretching and stretching at home. And then from there, move on to, do I want to join a gym? My biggest thing is, can you start with simple habits first, wherever you are? Make that normal for you. For me, a habit means that if I don't do it, I go, dang it, I missed it today. I should have gone. That's an unconscious habit. Once you've done that, build those habits up enough, then what can else do to add more load, more pressure to my body, to make my body stronger? See, everything I talk about is I take a patient and go, what's your load? In my head, I'm going, what's your load every day? What's your routine every day?
Right.
Do you do construction? Okay, we have to make it more flexible if you do it because you're strong enough. If you're a stay-at-home mom, you have kids to pick up every day, laundry to pick up. How do you make your back strong to handle the load of lifting every day, coming up and down? If you're at a desk job every day, what do you have to do to make your back stronger so this position here feels good to you? Carlos, it's making understanding the big concept of how things work, and then at my point, 15 years later, how do you simplify it for people to understand in their terms, wherever they are?
Keeping it really simple, basic for folks to understand.
That's it.
Yeah, it's what I do in my business too. In technology, we can overwhelm people, but why not just break it down?
I'm not talking to someone who's a chiropractor or a medical doctor. I'm talking to someone that has a desk job that understands things at a simple level. Why do I want to comp? Even the big words, I don't remember anymore. The simple words, what people understand, because they understand it, then they'll actually apply it.
Absolutely.
I'm not trying to talk over them. I'm trying to talk with them. And that point, bring them up over time, understand this is what's better for them. And I do an in-office talk too, where it talks about how the nerves work to control your overall health, keep your body de-stressed, and by exercising enough, your body can tolerate more stress and more stress. I want people stronger and healthier, not make them limit what they're doing because it hurts.
Right.
Because it doesn't feel good. I'm sorry, it doesn't work that way. Your body's meant to move. When we move, our nerves fire to your brain to cause a chemical reaction to the brain to make the brain produce hormones to keep your body relaxed and strong. And we move to keep that body strong.
So I want to make sure that also on the conversation, you put your website on there as well too.
I'm going to put everything on there,
If you're just joining us, I'm here with Dr. Anthony, one of the founders here of Yuga Chiropractor here in Upland. His website's got a wealth of information and videos that will help you guys out. They're short videos, but very powerful. You know, I won't do justice describing them. You guys just have to visit his website to check some of that out.
And more importantly, I'm going to post the YouTube link too. And the YouTube link has more of the playlist of if you want to see our podcast. Because what I do, like Carlos is doing too, I usually do a video interview first, and then I do a podcast audio off of that too, along with highlights from that podcast. Educational videos on posture. So educational videos on how we adjust people and why that's important. Educational videos on back pain, how to recover from that too. So a lot of it is, I'm going to give you my website right now, but I like, and my personal preference is my YouTube channel, because that's where the information is.
Excellent.
That's exactly where you need to go. Look at the playlist, which is a lot easier to see now, and how the actual body works, and how what you want to see for you. Again, it's not about me talking about my problem neck pain, it's what you have. If it's just posture, great. Look up posture in the videos. At that point, you'll see that's your posture exercises. If it's about back pain or nerve pain or whatever it is too, look at our chiropractic education videos too. So look at everything. I mean, my biggest thing is, I tell people, when you come to my office, you're naive. You just don't know what to do. You've been on sometimes medication for 5-10 years. You're fed up because it's not working for you. Now you're coming here going, what else can I do? I'm here to educate you. And once you get education, it's up to you to do the work. You're in the office, in my office, as a patient, maybe 10-15 minutes. I adjust you, go for some exercise with you too, tell you what to do, how often to do them, and how long, and that's it. Next time you come in, you're feeling good, I get a couple more. If you don't do them, I'm going to back them down until you start doing them. I can't do the work, it's on my body.
Right.
It's up to you to understand, it's you're in control. I'll put the website on right now. My video on Monday was called Epigenetics, and it's taking your health in control for you. Okay. A lot of it is we worry about, we go to our doctor and go, doctor, what do I need next? What should I do next? Over time, you got to realize this thing called Google, and my website, other websites too, have information you can use on your own keep yourself healthy. It's finding the right resources, like Carlos, is where do I go, where can I ask the questions? Who can I talk to that may not be a doctor's office going to go see my doctor, pay my high copay deductible, to get information that I need, they're willing to give out. When someone says, I'm going to give you all this stuff for free, I go, great, they're confident in what they do. They're not trying to sell you something.
Right.
It's about, here's all my stuff, if you like it, great, if you don't like it, sorry. This is what I did. So my Epigenetics talk on Monday was about, how do you exercise more and do things like that, eat better too, and take supplements if you need to stay healthy, not depending on traditional genetics, where we're told that at a certain age we're going to get arthritis,
right,
at 45, we're going to get colon cancer here, we're going to get breast cancer here, we're going to die by about 75, 80. Doesn't matter if you eat well, if you smoke or don't smoke, if if you take drugs or don't take drugs. It's about your hereditary factors. When did your parents die? Great, you can probably live that long. Were your parents obese? Great, you'll probably be obese too. Parents had diabetes type 2, which is a lifestyle issue, you're probably gonna have that too. Headaches, they had them too, you're gonna have them also. I have testimonials of Carla and her mom to where her mom had it for decades and still has some of it. Her daughter, being younger, says, I don't want that. So she's had to work hard at her lifestyle to make her lifestyle healthier than most people to keep her headaches and migraines away.
Wow.
But it takes knowing what we can do, knowing that you're in control, not being told you have to take this medication, knowing you're in control at that point, what can I do to be in control?
Right.
It takes time, effort, and work. If you can't do the time, effort, and work, at that point take the medication and die younger.
Yeah, not a good option, man.
Well, and it's an option. It's just, what do you want to do? It's a free country still, right?
Mm-hmm.
But how do we, you make the choice what you want to do. It's not to me, it's to what you want.
Let me also ask you, because I know we're coming to the end of our time here, but I want to make sure that folks also know that you're not only a doctor, man. You're actually giving back to the community in different ways. You have different shows. You're doing different things for the community. You want to share a little bit about your other shows and what you're doing?
I have a called Crooked Sponge. I'll put it on there right now, too. And what I do with that show is give people in the area a chance to see other professionals in the area, like you're doing here, to understand this is a great place to do yoga, a great trainer or training facility. This is a great place to train with your kids. Okay, the Upland Sports Area, I've done a talk with them recently, so I'm going to post that probably a couple weeks. Also, I'm a great child psychologist, focusing on your child moving more than medications. I'm doing a talk on Thursday with CASA, an advocate for foster children that get them to mentor with an adult with how to get them active, healthy, and worry about the self-esteem, self-confidence, so they can live a natural, normal life and be able to succeed in that too. My biggest thing is, how do you make us as adults confident, healthy, and strong, and kids confident, built their self-esteem too, so they can do whatever they want to do.
Yeah.
In my office, I have interns that come in here every semester from Upland High School, Baldy ROP, and they come in and learn, how do I run a practice? How do I get experience in an office? I've done the schoolwork, I'm diligent at that, but now because I've done that for so long, I'm more introverted sometimes. I'm not as outgoing. How do I become that, get that bedside manner? How do I see that? They come in here, they learn within 2-3 weeks, well, this is how it works. And they may not be a chiropractor. I hope they don't, because it's a crazy profession. Don't be a chiropractor. But can they be in healthcare and actually care for their patients?
Mm-hmm.
And that's my key. How do we, me and you, how does your doctor relate to the patient? How do we just in general help each other out genuinely to help each other become healthier, stronger, more confident, and lose that anxiety of, if I'm injured, I have to do less. I want people moving. It's very, very simple. How do we move so our overall body stays strong and relaxed to do more and get stronger to do more and tolerate stress for every day, but not tolerate, but also enjoy every day? So you may work our tail off every day, but I can go to sleep, next day wake up, okay, I'm starting over again. Some people wake up next day and go, all right, I'm drained.
Right.
And it's only Tuesday, right? How do we get every day to feel like a Saturday or a Sunday, like I'm ready to go? I love what I do. I work probably harder than I ever have. My wife hates it sometimes. It's because I'm up at 5 in the morning working out or working on something, and I go to bed about 10:30 at night, 10, 11 o'clock, because I'm just done. And next day, over, even Sundays, I'm up at 5 o'clock in the morning, so I'm at 6. If my dog goes to sleep a little longer, I'm up at 6. Get my podcast done so I can post it that day, and at that point, go for my hike, go for my run, go for something. So I want to be doing keep myself healthy so I can do all of this. Being in technology is not, in my sense, a bad thing. Your body can stay healthy when you're with technology, but you have to do the extra work. If I'm gonna, like you mentioned, if I'm gonna sit for 8 hours, 10 hours a day, what am I doing before lunch break or after work to tolerate that stress of that day and the next day and the next day and the next day? The weekends, can I do a little bit more so I go in Monday with a deeper battery or a stronger battery to handle that whole Monday, and then have some leftover for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday? It's not that hard. It's knowing what to do. People come in here when they have a problem for a long time, and it's not just the muscle pain anymore. It's not just the fatigue and tiredness. It turns into sometimes, because the body becomes so stressed, into an arrhythmia. Start having heart problems. Because that stress goes to their mind,
right?
Their chemistry, and their hormones keep the body in a stressed state. So now start having heart problems as a stress state, breathing problems also, even anxiety, depression. When you go to your doctor for that, what do they do to you?
Pills.
Right. Pills. Yeah. Pills. Maybe your cardiologist goes to take a test. Test negative. Thanks for $1,000 copay. You get pills. My job, once you've cleared everything medically, okay, now how do we work on you? How do I get you to go wherever you are now, find a structural problem in your body with the x-rays, even neurology too? At that point, how do you start moving? And moving it in by stretching first. At that point, getting the posture back where it should be on the wall, mm-hmm. sitting too. And from there, from feeling good with moving, at that point, how do you go from that to now strength building? Just stuff at home. I use water balls to start at home. I'm going to put some exercise on here too, about low back stretches and strength exercises too. But a lot of it is, how do you start moving slowly, get that confidence that feels good, and then start moving more and more. I have patients all the time, it's sometimes mostly female, sometimes male too, but they go, man, I just feel different. I'm like, well, plus you're not grouchy anymore when I right. see you, and you're more positive, and you actually smile and talk now. That frown turned upside down. How'd that work?
It always does, right?
Yeah, because they feel better. Women are more, and what I think, more in tune with their emotional state. They express that better. So they go, wow, I just feel better. I feel like I can do things now. They get the confidence, they start doing more. And I give more exercise to do, so I want more load on their body, muscles get stronger, tolerate more stress, sit long without causing pain. It takes time to build it up over time. Once we do, take x-rays again, see the structure improve, the physical structure improve, the post-x-ray, and they know it's fixed.
Excellent.
It's not a band-aid. It's not medications or a band-aid. It's fixed. And that's my plan. Make sure we fix it so it doesn't come back. And I want to see someone enough to fix it and never see him again.
Excellent.
I'll never let them in the door again. Kidding. They'll come in. But they can actually come in because they feel good. Matt came yesterday, ironically. Comes in once a month for probably about a year now because it makes him feel good. I go, this is my insurance policy. Come once a month, cost me $50, so I feel good all the time. He says, my copay at my doctor's office is $75 for pills doesn't work. I always ask him, can you ask your doctor for a refund because it didn't work, or how's that work?
Mm-hmm.
You can't. So right now, medical, it's funny. Medicine, our health insurance coverage, as we all know, especially if you're in private business, has gone up and up and up. Unless you're at a big, big company, our out-of-pocket expenses as a copay deductible,
yeah.
or as a business owner, my premiums for my office staff and myself have gone up every year. About 400%, the last thing we did this calculation is about 3 years. So if your costs are going up, can you go to a chiropractor, a yoga instructor, a therapist out of pocket? I even done ultrasound testing to a company that does that out of pocket, cheaper for you, and get better results. Why not?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, our cost here just come for a consultation is called a free exam for a reason. It's free. I want to tell you what you can do on your own before you need chiropractic care. I have to see you. There's about a supply and demand, people with back pain and neck pain only. There's about 80% more we could see as chiropractors, but people don't because they don't know where to go.
Yeah. Well, you don't know, right? You don't have the resources or you don't, bottom line is you just
don't. You don't know and you don't know what chiropractors do.
Right.
So my job is, my soapbox is, how do people understand what chiropractors go? I have people that come in here that send me messages on my Facebook office page from Iran, from China, from the Caribbean islands. They send me, what could else can do? Here's a video, try this video. The world of web is free, mm-hmm. at this point at least. So can I send them a YouTube video like I did on this podcast here, on your show? At that point, can I send them a video to start doing something at home? One guy even asked me, how do you learn how to adjust someone? Can I do it in my village? I'm like,
yeah.
You can try, my friend.
Right.
But I can't endorse it. You know, watch my videos and see, but try people that you love. So they won't sue you.
Yeah.
You know, it's an art form. And like any art form, you have to be proficient at it over time. It's practice. We see 89 people a day in here. We rock. We go. But they understand why we're doing it. And they understand outside here we have to do these exercises. So what we do in our office is we send them, we have templates on our business email. And we send them an email, how to do this. So you get that every day from my office staff, Taylor.
So speaking of your office, because I know we're at the tail end of our show here.
Sorry about you. You've been telling it for a long time.
No. But share with, where is this office?
We're off of a foothill in Euclid by U.S. Bank McDonald's. That's what we usually say. And a lot is where, basically, it's the heart of Upland. But we see patients from Ontario, from Claremont, from Glendora, from Rancho, from Fontana also, too, for Cucamonga. So a lot of it is, how far are you willing to drive to get yourself healthy? There's other offices in the area, too. We're the very few ones that have been around for a long time and still growing in a tough healthcare field, still growing, because people understand we want to help you get healthy. It's not about chiropractic care, it's about getting healthy. And that may be part of your what you need, but it's everything else you do on your own to stay that way.
I think it's also, man, just like we talk about when you find that perfect mechanic, right? You never let go. I don't care if you move a mile, 100 miles away, you're always going to
experience and never see him again. My thing is when I talk about that is I always ask when they have a bad experience with a chiropractor, I always ask them, did you take x-rays? 9 to 10 times they'll say no. When you don't take an x-ray as a chiropractor, and chiropractors sometimes, they debate this too, without the x-rays, I don't know what's inside I'm fixing by moving the bones to make things better or worse. Some people come in here, they're outside my niche because their back is so bad, they ruptured a disc or caused so much arthritis in the back, I can't treat them. I go, here's your x-rays, no charge for your treatment today. Go and see an orthopedist. Go to the emergency room. People sometimes come in here with broken bones because they think it's nerfing because I've seen them before.
Right.
I go, here's your x-ray, dislocated your hip. You fractured your hip, fractured your leg, fractured your ankle, or fractured your wrist. Go to the emergency room so they can set that for you. So this is the place to start as an x-ray facility in our back office. Take the x-ray first, show them versus our normal x-rays up top. At that point, over time, fix the x-ray, that's your structure, so your overall body stays healthy. We actually, like I said, that's why we take the x-rays first here, that's why I'm here, to make sure we have facility for that.
Excellent. Well, Dr. Anthony, I want to thank you for your time today.
Of course.
If you guys are watching, make sure you look at all the links in the videos, and you'll get a lot more information. His website's on there, the address, make an appointment. It's a free consultation, so hey, you got nothing to lose but actually just gain, right? So. Thank you for joining me, FYI Live. Dr. Anthony here, founder of Euclid Chiropractic.
Wonderful. Your time. Thank you, Carlos. Thank you. I'll see you soon.
All right. Sounds good.
Hope this show helps you understand that just because you sit in a chair all day doesn't mean that your body can stay healthy that way. Okay. Our job is to make sure you move around enough as chiropractors, keep your body healthy. Overall, you think better. You have a better attitude. You have more energy overall, too, so you can even work longer and get those hours in. All right, people? So, and again, the show notes I'm going to put through is a video we talked about sitting position, standing position too, and moving more. I'll give you a couple exercises in there also. Garcia's show, FYI Live, is phenomenal. It gives you a lot. I'm going to put a link on there too to his show. Because you understand how local people in the area too are experts keeping your overall healthy, especially if you're in tech. Okay? Again, my show notes always has a timeline so you can go jump different parts of the show, but also to the overall full video of this podcast if you want to watch that instead. My previous podcast also, right? So hope you enjoyed the show. Hope you learned something, how to stay healthy in your environment, where you work. At that point, you enjoy a healthy and relaxing life, all right? So hope you enjoyed the show, and I'll see you next week.